I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Doing the show today with brand new headphones. How's that? Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows. I am your chief geek, and I am here to spread joy, love, happiness, and greenery throughout your entire world. That's why I am here. That is why I am here. And the other day, the technical stuff. Huh? Don't you just love the technical stuff? I have a pair of Sennheiser headphones, that very expensive pair of Sennheiser headphones that I have had, many of you have never heard of that, that I've had for 15 years. The quality in those, see, I'm an audiophile, okay, this is what I do, I come into this studio in the evening because I essentially have no life and I live alone, and I come into the studio in the evening and I put on beautiful, wonderful music for me to listen to as I work on these levels just a little bit better. There we go. And I listen to it with my Sennheiser headphones. Well, a few days ago, I am listening to some classical music, and then all of the sudden, the left channel started sounding wonky, and then it sounded terrible. And I jiggled it. I did everything I could with it. It was dead. So I, my second set of headphones that I have is a set of Behringer headphones. So I grabbed the Behringers and I plugged them in, and it just wasn't the quality. It just wasn't the quality. So today I see an old friend, and who I had not seen in a long time. And his wife passed away in January, and I had not seen them in literally years. And his wife did voiceover work and played music. And he said, I've got some of this stuff that's hers. And I he's getting ready to move to Washington State. So he says, would you take some of this? And I don't like accumulating things, but he gave me a very nice microphone stand, which I will set up and use. And he also gave me a pair of Audio Technica headphones. Now, I have no experience with Audio Technica headphones. I know that Audio Technica microphones are good, but as a matter of fact, I'm talking to you through an Audio Technica microphone. But I had no idea how the headphones were. And I just put the headphones on, and the only thing I am hearing is my voice. But I got to tell you, it sounds pretty good. For being me, what can I say? So anyway, hi, how are you doing? So I have new headphones. Later tonight I will pull out Beethoven's Ninth, and we'll see how this really, we'll see how these things work out. May have solved my problem. Thank you, Linda, wherever you are. God bless you. Hope you're having a great week. I'm having a hard week. It's very hot outside where I live, and it is very dry, and my lawn is suffering because of the dryness. Yes, I fertilized the lawn, and my lawn looks better than my next-door neighbor's lawn. I will say that, we were competing. But it is very, very dry. The backyard I killed off with generic Roundup, and I intend on planting Bermuda out there. But I was waiting for the rains to start. We usually get a lot of good rain before now. but the rains just haven't started. As a matter of fact, the month of April, we had zero rain, and now we're into May. And as you're listening to this, it is May 13th, and the rains have not come yet. We had one little front that came through, you know, and it rained here for about 15 minutes, not enough. So what's growing in my backyard now, which is dead, are a bunch of weeds are coming up. So I'm having to go out to spray the weeds to kill off the weeds. But, man, we have been so blessed here where I live and having goodly amounts of rainfall every year for the past several years. We have not had a drought in a while, and this is a drought. But now the rest of the country is getting tons of rain. As a matter of fact, too much rain in many areas. Up the East Coast, in the Midwest, you know, big front coming through here. It just came through over the last couple of days. It's been very stressful. But, you know, for the rest of us, or for, you know, for us people here, it's been a bit rough. I will tell you, it has just been a bit rough down here in Florida. But we're looking for good things. But I'll tell you what is starting to emerge like crazy down here are lawn insects and ants. And I wanted to talk about ant control, if I could, just a little bit. I get a lot of questions about ant control out in the garden, out in the lawn. So let's talk, if we can, about ant control, shall we? Lots and lots of people have problems with ants. And there are as many ways to control ants as there are ants. But the way you control ants are first knowing what kind of ants you have. Now let's talk about a very popular ant across the South, which is working its way to the North, by the way, and at a rapid rate, and that is fire ants. What is the best way to control fire ants? I like baits. I just absolutely love baits. What kind of bait do I like? I like Amdro. The active ingredient in Amdro is very non-toxic to people. It is called hydromethylnon. And if you use Amdro correctly, it works every time. The problem is people do not use it correctly. And just the other day, I saw a commercial lawn care company out putting Amdro down on fire ant mounds at a condominium where I was doing some consulting. And golly, I could not believe I was watching a professional do this. The professional was going around and he was sprinkling the Amdro on top of the mound. Here's what I'm telling you. You will not get any control. What will happen is the soldier ants immediately started emerging. And I was telling the property manager, I said, you know, this guy is doing this incorrectly. I don't like to, you know, talk about other people. And he goes, oh, I think, you know, I said, well, here, watch. We went and we looked at the plants that we had to look at. I said, then we walked back to the ant mound where he had sprinkled this on top. And sure enough, there were the ants picking up the Amdro and taking it off the mound. And I promise you, they will never eat it because it was a threat. Ants don't think. It's all instincts. I understand all this, but by golly, I think they think. I really do, because they, when they feel threatened, they go into defense mode and they take the Amdro and they put it right off the mound. And I said, you don't see any of them taking it down into the holes, do you? He goes, nope, they're all taking it off the mound. I said, he goes, how do you do this? You sprinkle it around the outside? I said, don't sprinkle. I learned this a long time ago. If, you know, you take a little tiny scoop, a tablespoon, and you put it, you know, a pile next to the mound, just a little tiny, small pile next to the mound, about 2 inches out from the mound. Don't make any big fuss. Come back and look. You will eventually see the workers carrying that stuff into the mound. When that happens, guess what? You've won. All of the ants are going to be gone. That is how you control fire ants. Now, I once, many years ago, at a preschool in Clearwater, got a call from the director, who I just happened to know from church. And I went out there, and she said, Michael, we've got these nasty fire ants in the sandbox. They had a very large sandbox. And when I say large sandbox, it was railroad ties. And you could probably fit 30 kids in that sandbox. It was that big, and it was filled with sand. And there were fire ants in a corner, a big mound of fire ants in a corner. He said, can you get rid of these things safely? And you know what? I didn't even want to use Amdro in that situation. I didn't want to use anything toxic. So I said, here's what we're going to try, and we'll see if it works. I had all natural diatomaceous earth with me. I went and I took a stick, and I just tore that mound apart with the stick. And I'm going to tell you, if you've ever done that, the fire ants came flying out like crazy. And as they came flying out like crazy, I started sprinkling the DE, the diatomaceous, the all-natural diatomaceous earth, all over the mound. This was on a, you know, I forget what day it was, but I think it was on a Friday. I said, let's take a look at it on Monday and see how it all is, because they couldn't let the kids go out there and play. It was just that dangerous. So I came back on Monday morning, and we went and checked the mound, and there was a few ants left. Not many, but you could tell that they were dying. So I took a shovel at that point, brought one with me. I took a shovel, and I dug down deep, and I found some more ants down there. Not nearly as many, and just very few. Once again, we sprinkled the DE. She said, well, what are we going to do about this diatomaceous earth that you're putting all over? That's going to be dangerous for the kids. I said, the kids can eat it. They can roll around in it. It's perfectly safe for people. And you know what? About 2 days later, all of the ants were totally gone and dead. So that was the natural way to take care of ants. And I told you the chemical way to take care of fire ants. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. I hope you are having an outrageously wonderful day.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which
occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's George Foreman with InVetHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Asking me how to grow marijuana, and I have always said no until now. Oh, hi everybody, welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek, and I actually got two emails from Oregon, from people in Oregon wanting to know how to grow marijuana. And after doing a little bit of research, I found that in Oregon, if you have a card, I guess it's called, I know nothing. All right, let me start this whole thing out. I think smoking marijuana is stupid, and I think smoking marijuana makes you stupid. All right, that's there. I've said it. Have I ever smoked marijuana? Yeah, I smoked marijuana when I was, you know, and I think I can count on one hand and probably have a couple of fingers left, you know, that I don't have to use the amount of times I've smoked marijuana. But it was in my wild, crazy youth, and I'm older than dirt now, so it's been a long, long, long time. But I think the recreational use of marijuana is stupid. I just do. And, you know, I just do. And I don't like stoners. I just don't particularly think they're... it's just me. And I realize that a lot of people disagree with me. Lots and lots and lots of people disagree with me on this. But I am what I am, and it's just the way it is. I remember the kid across the street when I was in high school. I take this back. I was in junior high school. The kid across the street, his name was Jack. Jack was like 3 years older than me, 4 years older than me, ran away from his home in our little town and went down to St. Petersburg on a motorcycle that he had. And got arrested in St. Petersburg, and he had one joint of marijuana on him. This is 1965, okay? And it was such a big deal back then that he actually, this kid that lived across the street from me, got caught with one joint of marijuana in 1965 in the city of St. Petersburg, Florida, that it made the TV news. They had film at 11 of Jack across the street in handcuffs being carted off by police officers because he had one marijuana joint, cigarette, whatever you call it, with him. So we've come a long way. We have truly come a long way in things. But I thought, how stupid of him back then. I mean, you know, he was 16. I was 14, 13. I was 13 years old. He was 16 years old. And got caught with this and made the news. How's that? You know, it's just rather amazing. And now medical marijuana is available. Now, I was against medical marijuana for a long time. I don't mind telling you, I thought it was stupid.
until a good friend of mine who is an attorney, his name is Pat, it was Pat, got cancer. And Pat and I were having a discussion, and I said, you know, I don't see the cancer patients lining up for marijuana. He goes, I don't line up because I buy it illegally, and it has made my life better. And I had no idea that he was sick, by the way. And I know Pat, and Pat and I were friends right up until he died. And I will tell you that medical marijuana made a big, big difference in his life. And I have since, you know, through Pat, learned of other people and met other people where medical marijuana has made a giant difference in their lives. Now, does it go to kind of strange extremes? Truman, my buddy Truman, has a relative who I know. I will not mention the relative's name, who has a medical marijuana card because she gets anxiety. So she has to have a medical marijuana card because she gets anxiety. All right, you're going through chemotherapy. You're going through things like nausea and you need to eat. You have ALS. Yeah, but I have anxiety all the time. Look at me. I'm 66 years old. I'm fat. I'm balding. I don't have a woman. I have anxiety. I don't need marijuana. It's the last darn thing I want. So, you know, they kind of go to extremes. And in Florida, where I live, we just passed medical marijuana with big numbers, bigger numbers than any other state. And now the Republican legislature here is trying to make it to where, you know, it will only be available in pill form, and the stoners are just going nuts. Well, I don't have a problem with it only being available in pill form. I don't have a problem. If you got a prescription for it and you take the pill, you know, it solves the problem. But, you know, the stoners are, Anyway, getting back to growing marijuana. As it turns out, it's legal to grow marijuana for your personal use in several states. So I guess I should talk about it a little bit. And what is the most effective way? Well, I learned how to grow marijuana from our former county agent, a guy by the name of Gil Witten, one of my early mentors. The sheriff's department asked him to grow marijuana as an experiment. This is in the 70s. Early 70s, by the way. So he grew some marijuana in his office, and I, you know, was on the horticultural advisory board of our local county, and I was in see Gil all the time, and I said, how do you grow this stuff? You know, and what's the way to do it? And he says it's just a plant. It grows pretty naturally by itself, but what the growers are doing to increase the THC is that they are increasing the potassium. They are adding micronutrients and all of this good type of stuff. And he, you know, it went into great detail. And I guess the key to growing marijuana is to have a good balanced fertilizer that is kind of high in phosphorus, for one thing, to where you get the blooming that you need, but also a goodly number of potassium and minor elements. And that's going to be how you do it. There are people who spend a lot of money and time perfecting nutrients for marijuana. It's a big, big, big business now. And there are magazines. Is there still magazines? There is the internet, which will tell you how to do that. So if you want to grow marijuana, even though I think marijuana is stupid, it will never be in my house. You know, it just isn't. You know, I have a beloved sister who worked for the police department for 29 years before she passed away of cancer. And, you know, it was suggested to her to do medical marijuana, and she said, I can't. It's not part of my belief system. I will get through it without it. And, you know, maybe it would have benefited her, but it was not part of her core belief system. And I got to tell you, it's not mine either. I would have to agree with my late sister. It is but I'm not going to judge you because it was part of Pat's core belief system, and I can tell you firsthand that it helped him very, 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 very much. But, you know, do not use herbicides, and your fertilizer, make sure you're using good quality fertilizer. I would suggest, you know, I think citrus fertilizer would be very good, or fruit tree fertilizer with a good minor element package would be very, very good. That would be a good place to start. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
An email about crazy ants. Yeah, crazy ants. A lady from South Florida, Fort Myers area, has what is called crazy ants and wants to get rid of them. Oh, hi everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek and I'm going to tell you how to get rid of crazy ants, but I guess first I should tell you what they are. Crazy ants are like nothing you ever seen before. And I've seen crazy ants and they are crazy. You know, there's some ants that travel in straight, ghost ants, for instance, tend to travel in straight lines. You'll see a line of ghost ants. Many ants are orderly in the way that they you know, they have one nest, and they go out and gather food from that nest and go back and take care of the queen and all. Crazy ants aren't like that. Crazy ants have lots of nests. Lots and lots and lots of nests, and they grow everywhere. And you don't see them going in straight lines. You see, and they love pavement. They love pool decks for whatever reason. They love wooden decks. They love driveways. People call them pavement ants also. They love sidewalks. And this lady said she tried baits. They didn't work. She tried every kind of spray. It didn't work. How do you get rid of crazy ants? It's a problem. And I tell you what, it only gets worse. It does not get better. If you do nothing, it gets worse. So that you must definitely keep in mind. You don't want it to get worse. But it is something that will happen. It will just continue to get worse. I have yet to find a bait that works myself. There was a bait a long time ago called Logic that worked, but Logic, the active ingredient in Logic was taken off the market, so Logic was taken off the market. Amdro does not work. Most of the sprays do not work. I have found one combination of sprays that work, and it is a combination of, the spray has a combination of two active ingredients. One of the active ingredients, and by the way, there are several of these on the market under different brand names. But one of the active ingredient is bifenthrin, and the other active ingredient is imidacloprid. And as a spray, if you use this, I've had good luck with it. I've had to do it, you know, once a week for several weeks. The first time you do it, you get reasonably good control, but not total control. The second week, you knock down more. And the third week, you can pretty much wipe them out on the third week. But you have to be very consistent. You have to spray towards the evening. And that is something that we should talk about, is when to spray any pesticide outdoors. And the best time to spray a pesticide outdoors is just before dark. Why is that? Because ultraviolet light breaks down literally every insecticide that there is. So you want to get it out where the insect that you're going to spray is going to come in contact with it while it is still in its strongest state. So just before dark, and if you're dealing with crazy ants, for sure, you definitely want to do that. And it will work, you know, it'll work a lot better if you do that. So that's, that. You know, timing is everything, but you want the combination. Now, the bifenthrin is a synthetic pyrethroid. And it kind of hits them hard and fast, but doesn't kill all of them. The imidacloprid is what we call a non-repellent.
And usually you don't mix non-repellents with repellents. The bifenthrin is a repellent. But I do not know why, but this combination really seems to work. And you just have to put it down. If they're in a small area, use a pump-up sprayer. If they're in a larger area, use a hose-end sprayer and follow the instructions very, very well. And put it down just towards the evening. And you'll be surprised. The next day, after you do the first application, the next day you'll find a lot less. A lot less. And it will work. I had a woman who had them all over her pool deck. And she wasn't going to spray an insecticide on her pool deck. So my suggestion to her was to take diatomaceous earth, not the swimming pool filter kind, but the kind you can buy safer packages it, and do that. And I said, use a flour sifter and put a light coat of it all the way around your pool deck. If some of it gets into the pool, it's no big thing, and it's totally non-toxic. And let's just see what it does. Now, she'd had no problem putting insecticide outside of, you know, her screened-in enclosure where there was a lot of ants out there. But in around on the pool deck, she didn't want to do that. And by the way, they were working their way into her lanai and getting into the house. I mean, it was a real mess. So she took a flour sifter, and she did this. And, you know, she had to do it every other day for about a month. But she killed them just with diatomaceous earth. Now, you know, that's in a controlled situation. She didn't do it out in the grass. She didn't do it out in her beds. She just did it on her pool deck. And, you know, we had, you know, very high humidity, so the stuff was pretty much toast by the next day, but she would put it down, it would do its job, and I think she put it down every other day for about a month. And finally, they were all gone. All totally, totally gone. So, but it was a heck of a job. And it was a totally natural way to do it, but it did work. So that's how. I wish there was a bait. I really wish there was a bait. You know, and I used to think that a non-repellent would do the job. But for whatever reason, a non-repellent by itself does not control, you know, these crazy ants. You have to have the combination of the non-repellent and the pyrethroid, the repellent, to make it work. And that, you know, and that's, it's not a miracle worker by any, you know, stretch of the imagination. Crazy ants are all around South Florida. They're working their way up where I live now. I've heard reports of them in Ocala, so that's a little farther north. I've heard reports of them in Chiefland, which is still a little bit farther north. I've heard reports of them all over southern Texas. I've heard reports of them in Arizona, lots of them in Arizona, and in southern California. They have not worked their way in great numbers too much farther north, but down here in the south, they have been, you know, somewhat of a sticky problem and a difficult situation to get rid of. I've been told that there is a fine bait that they are working on. And, you know, if you can get these guys to eat the bait, they die. But for whatever reason, nobody has been able to come out with a bait that they will eat. And it is my understanding that people at the USDA out of their office in Florida, some entomologists, are working on a palatable bait, which I think is going to be the best way to do it, that you put down as a fine powder or a fine granule throughout your yard and shrubs, and they will pick it up and eat it. That's going to be the most effective way to do it. That is, in my opinion, is going to be the best way to handle it. The next question I get is, how do I get rid of carpenter ants? Carpenter ants, I should tell you about the tree that I saw. I got called to a giant oak tree. Talk about carpenter ants, but even better. I got called to a giant oak tree, and the woman said, there's termites all over my tree. I have never heard of termites on Eli. I says, is the tree dead? No, the tree's very much alive. It's a big tree. It's on the side of our house. And I said, all right, I'm coming out. I'll look at it. Well, I went out there. I'd never seen anything like this ever. first thing I saw when I walked up was a bunch of carpenter ants. I said, well, you don't have termites. You have carpenter ants. She said, no. Watch this. And her son, her teenage son, comes out with a screwdriver. And I could see little bits of mud. And he just sat there and messed that all up. And I could not believe it. There were literally thousands of subterranean termites in this live tree. And I went all around this tree, and we would like grab on the bark and scrape away some of the bark just with our hands. And there were thousands of these subterranean termites in there. Well, there were also carpenter ants, because in order for there to be subterranean termites, the subterranean termites have to bring up moisture from the soil. And then they start eating the wood. And once they start eating the wood, and then you have rotting wood there from the moisture, the carpenter ants come in to clean it all out. I had never seen anything like that ever. I actually shot video of it. I may stick it on my Facebook page. It was just so very, very strange. She was having the tree, and I said, I don't know about treating a tree for termites. So we're doing research on how to treat a tree for termites. Ask the Garden Geek.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
Whatever reason, I'm getting bunches and bunches of emails about ants, and I've talked about several of them. Now we're going to talk about ants inside the house. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about carpenter ants. I've been talking about carpenter ants before. Oh, by the way, this is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am the geek here. Yeah, me. Me the geek. I am geek. By the way, just saw that movie, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I am Groot. Oh, that. I don't know why. Just very entertaining. Anyway, carpenter ants. Carpenter ants, if you see carpenter ants anywhere, carpenter ants are the result of wet or rotting wood. Solve the wet or rotting wood situation and the carpenter ants go away all by themselves. They just do. They go away all by themselves. That's all you got to do is do that. Now, you might want to speed things along, but if you don't take care of the wet or rotting wood, in the case of, dead tree limbs and things like that that are laying around and they start rotting, the carpenter ants go in to clean this stuff up. I'm just telling you. You get rid of all of that and the carpenter ants go looking somewhere else. Imidacloprid is a product by Bayer. It comes in several different forms, but there's a granule that you can put down. There's also a liquid that you can put down. And you place this in the areas where you're seeing carpenter ants. They come in contact with it. They take it back to the nest. And they all die. So that's the chemical way. But realistically, they're going to come back if you haven't taken care of the wet or rotting wood. And this could be from a roof leak in your house. This could be from a plumbing leak. Usually outside, it is because of wood that is in your landscape that is just sitting there rotting. And, that's what happens. You just get rid of that wood, and you get rid of the carpenter ants. So that is a big thing. The next question is, how do I get rid of sugar ants in the house? There's no such thing as a sugar ant. But there are ants that come into the house, that come into your kitchen and into your bathrooms and areas like that, and they are very, very irritating. There are sprays that work, but you can't buy them. And I don't recommend them. I recommend gel baits, and there's lots of them on the market. There's a bunch of them on the market. Now, they have the kind that you buy, that you put a little bit of it on a bait station and you set it. I don't like those. All right. I like any of the boric acid baits that have boric acid as their active ingredient. They come in a syringe. And again, go on eBay, type in boric acid ant bait, you know, or ant bait gel. Type in boric acid ant bait gel. There will be all kinds of brand names up there. I like them in this little syringe. And what I do is you see the ants moving through the kitchen or in the bathroom. By the way, guess what they're eating in your kitchen? Yeah, you got that right. Food that you've left out and things like that. Certain times of the year, they're going after sweet things. Certain times of the year, they're going after protein. You know, it all depends on what they're going. There used to be a really great gel bait out that was boric acid was the active ingredient. It was called Outsmart. They're gone now. They're totally out of business because the owner died. Owner was a friend of mine, but it was great stuff. But there's a lot of them on the market right now, just bunches of them on the market. And the best place to find them is on eBay. And they're not expensive. And you put little tiny drops of it where you're seeing them. And you're going to see them in the kitchen, and you're also going to see them in the bathroom. Hey, guess what they're eating in the bathroom? You don't want to know. All right, I'll tell you. They're eating the toothpaste off your toothbrush at night while you're sleeping. How's that make you feel? But that's what they're going after. Or like if you left a little bit of toothpaste that wound up on the side of the sink, or you know on the counter, whatever. That's basically what they're going after in the bathroom. Because everybody says, well, I can understand them being in the kitchen, but why are they in the bathroom? Well, they're eating your toothpaste. They're either eating the toothpaste on the sink, and I'm guilty of that. I looked at my sink one day. You know, I'm a single guy. I live by myself. And there's little bits of toothpaste on the side of the sink in the bathroom. I cleaned it off. Now I keep it nice and clean. But, you know, it's also on your toothbrush. How's that? How is that? Now, I'd like to say that I lock my toothbrush up in some kind of a plastic container that they can't get to, but I don't. I just stick it in the little jar that's on the sink and do it. But I don't have ants in my bathroom either. But if I did, I would use one of the gel baits. They work just fine. And, you know, if you see them in other parts of the house, then they're in other parts of the house because some type of food is in the other part of the house. All right? I have a family member who will go nameless. I'm not going to name this person. But they were in a bedroom, lots of them, in a window. By the bed. Well, guess what was on the nightstand in the bedroom? Yeah, you got it. All kinds of food that had been there for, you know, continual coming in. Little chocolate cookies and things like that. Crumbs from the little chocolate cookies. And then the ants were there. Clean up that mess, and then the ants will go away. Okay, that's how you do it. And, the baits take a little bit of time, but they work, and they're the boric acid baits. I like the boric acid. There are some chemical baits out there that they say are better. I've used them. I've had equal success with boric acid. I would rather stay more natural, so I go with the boric acid. If you eat the boric acid, it's not going to kill you, especially, you know, in the minute amount there. But, you know, I just use the boric acid baits. And they work very, very, very well. And like I say, there's lots of them out there. Just go on eBay and type in ant bait gel, and you'll see 10 of them pop up. And they should cost you around $6 to $7 a tube. And a tube will last a very, very, very long time. And the way to keep ants out, you know, those types of ants away, is to not have food laying around. You know, no crumbs. Clean up. You know, the spilled Kool-Aid that never gets cleaned up, guess who loves that? Those ants love that. So you clean that up, or the spilled soda. You'd just be surprised what you find in people's houses. You won't find that in my house because I just, you know, I don't want ants. So I just keep those areas cleaned. That's how you do it. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.